How are you getting to work today? By train, boat, car, or like this?
And our flight time to New York today is 4 hours, 45 minutes. During that time, it will be our pleasure to serve you.
As WNYC's Andrea Bernstein reports, a significant number of people are now commuting to Manhattan by plane.
Scott Sunshine's commute starts early.
I leave the house at about 4:15, 4:30 a.m.
From Weston, Florida, he drives an hour.
I get to the airport for a 6 a.m. flight.
The flight lasts 2.5 hours into JFK. Then he heads to the air train and then the subway.
Take the E train to 53rd Street and Lex, and then I hop on the 6.
That's 5.5 hours door to door. 7 years ago, Sunshine and his wife Hillary decided to move from Queens to South Florida with their 4 children. Scott Sunshine began commuting to New York. Temporarily, he thought.
2008 hit. The economy in Florida was really badly impacted. And starting a business, particularly financial services, was not on the cards.
Think Scott Sunshine's commute is unusual?
I'm in a carpool with a bunch of other people who do the same commute as I do.
You probably know someone who commutes like this. New York University has been tracking this phenomenon. In the census a decade ago, commuters of this kind were undetectable. Mitchell Moss, director of NYU's Rudin Center, a transportation think tank, ran the numbers, and he found airplane commuters to Manhattan now number about 4,000 and are trending upwards.
What we're seeing is the collapse of a region's boundaries. People have many more choices about where to work. Distance has now been overcome.
Moss says airplane commuting is part of a larger phenomenon, what he calls super commuting, commuting from city to city. He says a few social trends have made this possible and sometimes even necessary. Technology is everywhere now, meaning families can easily connect by Skype or iChat. A plane can become an office.
Because if you can have Wi-Fi in a plane, you're not disconnected.
Also, Ma says, after the financial collapse, New York City still had well-paying jobs. Housing values outside the city dropped 25%. People couldn't sell their homes.
And so people are more likely to take a job and travel than to take a job and relocate.
In a way, supercommuting is the logical culmination of a decades-long trend where jobs have become more and more impermanent. This was true for Sean Donovan, who was working for a drug company in Ann Arbor, Michigan. The jobs moved to New York, and Donovan decided to commute. His family remained in Michigan.
In the industry I'm in, you never know from month to month or year to year if you're going to have a job.
Also, Donovan ran the numbers. Even paying for airfare and a studio apartment in Manhattan and his mortgage in Ann Arbor, it still was cheaper than relocating his entire family.
We live in a roughly 4,000 square foot home in Ann Arbor.
Well, all that would be huge. No, nobody has 4,000 square feet.
Exactly.
These super commuters are at the crest of a wave, which NYU's Ma says is changing many things, not least the idea of the work week and of rush hour. Super commuters often commute Tuesday mornings or come back home Thursday, working a day or two at home. Dave Gustafson lives in Atlanta and works in New York, but has offices in Silicon Valley, where I reached him last week. Gustafson says the very idea of office has changed. He never sets his out-of-the-office message on his computer. The idea of home has also changed.
Because I travel like this, I'm also not locked into living in a particular area. The family and I were all talking about relocating to another part of the country, and I don't have to find a new job. You know, we can pack up and go, and as long as I'm near an airport, you know, we can pick our place.
His family is picking Colorado. He says they like the mountains. And like the other families, they'll be able to use the frequent flyer miles to take trips. Scott Sunshine, the financial PR man from Florida, has added it all up.
I travel about 126,000 miles a year, and over the 7 years, I have traveled enough to fly to the moon and back twice. I'm now at 7 years of doing this, and I don't see any reason, frankly, to stop.
In her Florida home, I reached Scott's wife, Hillary Sunshine, by Skype. She says she loves her house in Florida, she loves the schools, and her kids are healthier and happier than they were in Queens. And yet, when she realized this kind of commute would be permanent, permanent.
It was a little bit of a disappointment for us because it's not what we wanted, you know. We were hoping to remain together as a family unit, but at the end of the day, you know, this is what Scott's been doing.
It's a new normal she's gotten used to. And if the trend continues, so will a lot more of us. For WNYC, I'm Andrea Bernstein.